We were talking last time about the value of a Shah Achas, the value of one moment, and how when Rebbe said, Bacha Rebbe v'amar yeshkano olamo b'kamashan v'yeshkano olamo b'shah achas, he cried and he said that there were those who acquired their entire world to come in over many years, and those that do it over many years versus ones that do it in one moment. The suggestion was, not that Rebbe was saying like, oh, it's a waste of time for everybody that did it over many, many years, because he could have just done it in one moment, but that if one moment is so powerful, how many of those Shah Achases do we have each day? Do we have those opportunities where we can connect in a real way? So we talk about it, we so often we're jumping around and trying to accomplish different things, and we lose track of what we had. So I think this is what we're up to. I think on page Lamed. So it says Vafilu binyani gashmius motzim anu davar. We find this even when it comes to the physical. That oftentimes people don't concentrate on whatever the task is in front of them. They're already on to the next thing. They don't enjoy what they actually have in the moment. Somebody who Baruch Hashem was able to have a family. So again, you understandably so, he's nervous about the future. He's worried about their health. He's worried about putting food on the table. He's worried about the ruchnius of his children as well. They should grow properly. You're so worried about all the things. Just stop and enjoy and enjoy your children. At least the times, again, not to discount the things that have to get done, but at least at the times when we're with them, let's be with them. When it comes to anything physical, if you want to enjoy something, you have to be able to stop in the moment and just get rid of all the things that are bothering you. And there are always going to be things that are bothering you or distracting you. But if you can get rid of that for a second, then just focus on the bracha that's in front of you, whatever that is, the opportunity that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given you, and enjoy it for that moment. That's in and of itself is powerful. Again, whatever's happened has happened. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen anyway. So at least, the hova is only karafayin, right? It's fleeting. Enjoy it while it's here. So let's enjoy the bracha of Hashem. When Hashem gives us brachos, He wants us to enjoy them. We're required to do this commotion. That one of the problems that the Tochacha comes upon us, Rachman Litzlan, is because we didn't serve Hashem with the sense of simcha and satisfaction, Merov Kol, that we have most of what we need. We don't have everything. It's okay we don't have everything. We should at least enjoy and be able to take the time to enjoy the things that we do have. If it's true when it comes to gashmias, alachas kama v'kama bruchnus yarchios kain. So in terms of our spirituality also, alina l'kayim v'lichios hasha achas michol hidura. You have to appreciate those moments. V'zem mashom l'chazal yofesh ha'achas shal tshu ma'isim tovam al-mazim v'kol chayi olam haba. When the Mishnah says in Berakhi Avos that one moment of tshuva or a good deed in this world is more precious than olam haba, it's that moment when we're elevating, when we're connecting, when we're feeling that depth of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the special times. And so a person has to try and make sure that every day, at least enjoy one Shah Achas. One moment, the mashal, levarich bracha achas, bisraxus ubislavus. One bracha with the right, paying attention to what am I doing, what am I saying. And if you accustom yourself to make sure to stop at least once a day and have a moment when nothing else is going to distract you, you're just going to focus on the mitzvah in front of you, then it will build upon that because you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be something which you're going to look forward to, so you'll try to do it twice or three times, and then it impacts your life. And Amir Tzashem, Shekol Chaya B'Shachas Aruka, until your whole life can be one long Shachas, Moleh Dveikus B'Hashem, filled with connection to Hashem. Bizman Shabbat Mekai Mitzvah, Lispal Bislavus Yaseir. So a person is coming to daven or to do a mitzvah with a little extra feeling and fervor. Hayetzahara Boy Love Omerlos. And the Yetzahara sneaks up and says, Halo Atamal Yaveros. Who are you to do such a mitzvah with such a slavus? You know, look at all the other things you've done. Malach Eitzel Dveikus Bashem, you're so distant from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so today you did it for 1 second. Good. So what? Look at who you are. Look in the mirror. You know what happened yesterday. You know what you're going to do tomorrow. What are you trying to do this for? Do you really think are you going to be able to do it every time? Why are you bothering? It's at those moments on then we have to think that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what was and it doesn't matter what will be. What matters is that I have a chance right now to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a deep way and I got to take advantage of it. Don't look at yesterday, don't look at tomorrow, just look at this moment. And put our all kokos into this moment. Our entire being, we say Hashem who is like you. Let me get closer to Hashem. And about this, I've heard a vort. Mashir mispalam et filas arvis. We just said vaser satan mir lefanenu meacharenu, to remove the satan from in front of you, from behind you. Mir lefanenu b'shosh and osig mitzvah bislavos. When you're about to do a mitzvah with feeling, haytzar merlo amatochosher zimadrega shadiyachlamo. Is that really where you're holding? Umeacharenu haim shechachta mashir asig says, well, you forgot what you did yesterday. Look who you are. You can't do a mitzvah like this. Zayfanata, you're a faker. Ain the chashayichus the kirvas elokim. No connection to closeness to Hashem. V'chol taynes hayeter sheker v'chazav. The yitzhar is completely wrong. It's lies. Kevin she b'shazu. If at this moment the yeshul is rachus, you have that feeling. V'yeshul ma is damnus lavaras Hashem b'chol levavu. You have a chance to serve Hashem with your heart. V'yochas b'chol tov. Grab onto it. Remember it's over this kar v'Hashem yosef yosar shachay b'smal v'ikus b'Hashem. It's the beginning of something special. Cause to the pasuk says until him ta'amu uruki tov Hashem. Pasuk zem is bar derech moshe. What does the pasuk mean? Mishaholerech l'misadoch hashu avios. You're going to a nice fancy restaurant. Shemachilah me'ol yekarim. Right? With very expensive food. Eich ochel mashemunach levanu. How can you bring yourself to eat that? It's worth so much money. Are you going to eat that? Haim ochel b'mehiro. Right? How are you going to... So you're going to have to have an approach. Haim ochel b'mehiro. Slivlog v'mash yochel v'acharkach rotz lach zaveitzah. So do you eat it quickly? No. If you paid a lot of money for your steak, you're going to savor it. You're going to take it in. V'adai lo. Elohim v'minasinus yaseiru k'dei hanas v'karogli. You want to enjoy it every second. Hu toim esam maichel at and you taste it little bits at a time. Lo ways. V'enu memar li vlog k'dei yata'am toim b'kol mashiach. You want to get all the taste out of it. Zeo mashamar. That's what it says. Ta'amu uruhi to Hashem. Ima demotza to Hashem. You want to see the goodness of Hashem. Nachzos b'no Hashem. To be close to Him. Tzarech litom. You have to taste it. Just like you taste an exquisite food. Don't just swallow it. The mashal. Mishachas v'dos v'lav v'lach barach v'sum mazun. So you ate a nice, beautiful meal. And now it's time to bench. You have to go somewhere. Now it's a burden. I got a bench. I got to go. So you do it quickly. Hopefully, at least says all the words. Even if you say every word, you're still just swallowing up the opportunity. You're not tasting what the bracha has to offer. Now we understand why some people don't appreciate Torah mitzvos. Because they don't taste anything. It doesn't do anything for them. Why? In their minds, I have to speak for thousands of words. That so much mean nothing. They're swallowing them without tasting them. What taste was there in the man? Whatever you thought about, that's why you tasted. Chofetz Chaim should know that. V'shuv shalom. Then the Chofetz Chaim asked them, "Umahayoyim lohayim machshavat mashum davar." What if they weren't thinking about anything? Nanush azavai slotam klal. Must have had no taste at all. Amar Chofetz Chaim, "Mizeon lemeidim shim lo mizbonin in bator mitzvos lo motzim tam b'em." So you see, the mitzvos are just like the man, and if you're not thinking about anything, you're not going to taste anything. Sha'adam Sambam Libo. Whatever you think about the mitzvos, that's what you're gonna reap. That's what you're gonna taste. Just a little bit, one more paragraph or one and a half. Imana Rotzim Lichios Chaim Amitiyam, if you wanna live a true life, Chaim, I wanna fill the Ta'am Uriyah Ketov Hashem of tasting and getting close to Hashem. Chaim Shotvekus Bashem, Tzrichon Lizbonim Mashan, we have to think about what we're doing. There's nothing more important when we have a chance to do a mitzvah than the mitzvah that's in front of you right now. It's more precious than pearls. And nothing else that we could want to do is valuable compared to it. Don't just swallow it, elalitum, taste it. And if you sit there and try to taste it, then you'll enjoy it. Then you want it more. It's going to be a different level. Bring us closer to Hashem. And this is maybe why Chazal said, if you're busy doing one mitzvah, you're putting for another mitzvah. Why? Because when you're doing one mitzvah, you should only think, thought can be that I'm concentrating on what I'm doing right now. How can I even be distracted by another mitzvah? Even for another mitzvah. If that's true for another mitzvah, kal v'chomer and the other things that we do in life. So that's the takeaway. It's trying to find that one moment in the day to concentrate on a bracha, on a tila, on a mitzvah that we're doing, and begin to chew it up a little bit, and hopefully be able to taste the beauty of the mitzvah.